This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Got a lot of things happening, a lot of things going on, and we're just absolutely flummoxed by all the things happening with the border. I hate it when this happens, don't you? Absolutely hate it when this happens, but it happens. Stuff happens. Anyway, we're going to be talking a little bit, I think, in this hour. Actually, we have Jerome Corsi in the third hour. He's going to be with us. And we, at least the last check, he's going to be with us. We are also going to be discussing the Orville Dam, the big brouhaha that developed over the weekend there. Just kind of don't know what the elevations of the water are. Is it 860 feet or is it 533 feet? Hello. There is a disparity there, right? I mean, one elevation is lower than the other. And what's really funny is all of a sudden there was a 327-foot drop in the elevation of the water. And everybody's going, did the dam break? I mean, seriously, people are doing that. People were panicking. I said, I don't know. I don't think so. I pulled up the screens and looked and said, it doesn't seem like the water level has plummeted that much. There must be an error code. And that's what it was. Well, but did they fix it? No. Did they care? No. Were people concerned? No. I mean, what was the reading? It leads to that kind of confusion when you're not real competent in terms of running a large, sophisticated edifice such as the Orville Dam. Anyway, so we're going to be talking about that a little bit too. And, of course, we just cannot get our mitts off. Mitt Romney. What about Mitt Romney? What a homeboy he is, huh? He's going to run for president again. I just know it. He's going to try and run against Donald Trump. Good luck with that one. Good luck with that one. So, I think he's going to maybe run as an independent. I really do. I think he's going to jump out of the Republican Party. He's not a conservative Republican. No, he's an other than type of person, and I think that the strong possibility he could run it as an independent, sort of try and take away votes from Donald Trump so that Bernie Sanders wins. Shocking. I suspect Bernie Sanders is going to be the candidate. He is going to be the person that is going to be large and in charge of the Democratic nominee. That's just my feeling. I think everybody's thinking, Bernie, he got so screwed in 2016. And he did. And we were the ones saying that, weren't we? On this show, especially here in California, we called it out. We said 2016, Bernie Sanders won hands down that election. Yet, of course, the corrupt election system in California, which we know it's a completely corrupt system. There is no fairness about it. They've legalized illegalities such as voter harvesting, and that's the issue with them, California. It's completely corrupt. Everything about the state is corrupt and a failure. Everything. Governance, as designed by our founding fathers in the Constitution, is gone. There's no constitutional law guiding anything that's going on in California. And that is a fact. That's absolutely a fact. And something a lot of people don't quite understand if you're not living in California. If you're living in California, you're having that discussion right now. I don't care where you're at in California, you're having that discussion. Is it lawlessness here? And everywhere I go and I speak, we had a great time, town halls, several town halls going on at one time in California for New California, simultaneous town hall. It's kind of a neat feeling knowing that's happening. People going out and out representing, talking about New California, getting the conversation going on. That's exactly what we want, and it's happening. So this is what we have going on with other things, though. Trump doubles down prior to Mueller report release, says it's time to investigate the investigators. This comes from a Trump tweet. The Trump tweet. Mueller and the AG, based on Mueller's findings and great intelligence, have already ruled no collusion, no obstruction. These were crimes committed by crooked Hillary, the DNC, dirty cops, and others. Investigate the investigators, he says. That's one of his most recent tweets. Trump tweet, Trump tweet. Be on the lookout for a Trump tweet. So we'll go to Agenda 21 Radio, and we'll check it out. We'll check it out. There's Trump tweets right there in the menu bar. No muss, no fuss. All you need to do is just go right there. And there it is. They spied on my campaign. Oh, this is another one. Okay, this is 19 minutes ago. Donald Trump says, they spied on my campaign. We will never forget. 41 minutes ago, before Nancy, who has lost all control of Congress and is getting nothing done, decides to defend her leadership or her leader, Representative Omar, she should look at the anti-Semitic, anti-Israeli, and ungrateful U.S. hate statements Omar has made. She is out of control, except for her control of Nancy. Let me read that again. That is so sublime. That is so sublime. Before, this is Donald J. Trump at Real Donald Trump, 42 minutes ago. Before Nancy, who has lost control of Congress and is getting nothing done, decides to defend her leader, Representative Omar, she should look at the anti-Semitic and anti-Israeli, Israel, and ungrateful U.S. hate statements Omar has made. She is out of control, except for her control of Nancy. No. He's just getting better at these tweets. I mean, he's a big man who has big fingers. Well, you know, I mean, I'm sure that there are some people who campaigned against him who didn't think so. But, you know, he's sitting here, you can just envision this. He's sitting here going, ding, 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 ding. Isn't that interesting? He's just all over the place. The next one down 3 hours ago. Congress should come back to D.C. now and fix the immigration laws. Mueller and the AG, based on Mueller's findings and great intelligence, have already ruled no collusion, no obstruction. There were crimes committed by Crooked Hillary, the DNC, dirty cops, and others. Investigate the investigators. Before that, he said, what do I know about branding? Maybe nothing, but I did become president. But if I were Boeing, I would fix the Boeing 737 MAX. Add some additional great features and rebrand the plane with a new name. No product has suffered like this one. But again, what the hell do I know? He doesn't know much. Here's an Adam Schiff thing. Adam Schiff with his really good friend, Ed Buck. Hey, Buckaroos. The Buckaroos. That's it. I got it. The Buckaroos. The Ed Buckaroos. Adam Schiff. Eric Swalwell. Jerry Brown. Kamala Harris. The Buckaroos. Get it? Because he was their money bundler. Oh, and Hillary Clinton. No, there's a Buckaroo-ette. And so is Kamala Harris, another Buckaroo-ette. What the heck is a Buckaroo-ette? Buckaroo et al? I don't know. Anyway, stay with us. What is wrong with me today? Something's in the air, and I'm sniffing it. We'll be right back. Listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, so I woke up this morning bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. That's got to be a wonderful visual for all of my listeners. The bushy-tailed part of it, of course. You all know that I'm bright-eyed and I'm starry-eyed. I'm not glazed over. None of that for me. No glazing for you. Okay, so we're going to stick with... I'm sorry. When I woke up, I realized Donald Trump was still my president. Gosh. See, there's no delay for me to understand that. And tomorrow, I fully expect to wake up and Donald Trump being my president. And boy, what a president he's become. See, he's getting in stride now as a president. It's going to be interesting to. I just can't wait for the debates between Bernie and Donald. Yeah, a leftist socialist communist versus a capitalist free market believes in a Republican form of government. Guy, he's not. Bernie Sanders. Boy, that's a bad one. Talk about bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Bernie Sanders is everything a socialist can be, you know. Now, he's like, the thing that drives Bernie that makes him successful, I've said this, is Bernie's honest. So, see, that spells trouble from the standpoint that people like politicians that are honest. You know, Donald Trump's honest. I mean, he's so honest, he tweets every day about everything. He's got it out there, right? So, you know, this is what we see here going on. It's we see Bernie Sanders being honest and appealing to people. And I got to tell you, I appreciate Bernie. You've heard me say this before. Say what you want about his socialism and socialist part, which we all hate, of course, and have disdain for. But he's honest about it. And he's been honest about his tax returns. He's a multimillionaire. As a socialist, he's a multimillionaire. And he's been honest about it. So free market, but this is where it all breaks down for the socialist living in America. The socialist living in America wants it both ways. Wants free everything, but for me, I get it all. And see, that's a little deceitful, isn't it? But he's at least he's telling you that he's a multi-millionaire. You write a book, you become a millionaire. Really? See how far I can get with that one. Or you or me, right? No, he's got to have access. And he's got access. That's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. You and I, the typical John Q. public, does not have access to the things he's got access to. That's my point behind all this. Get it? Now you got this upstart Boogabugaba who declares yesterday. And Eric Swalwell, he declares. Boy, Ed Buck, the Buckaroos are here with Eric Swalwell out representing. Oh, Adam Schiff, of course. There's interesting. The reason I came up with the whole Buckaroo thing is I'm looking at the Trump tweets. They spied on my campaign. We will never forget. Yeah, see, that's just it. Okay, so there's this Kimberly Strassel. She's responding to an Adam Schiff, the Buckaroo, one of the many Buckaroos. And you know, listen, if you're a black man and you become a Buckaroo, you usually end up dead with Ed Buck. Remember that. Usually hot heroin or some mixture of methamphetamine and hot heroin. Kills you. So that he can have his sexual gratification watching you agonize. I mean, I can go into the whole thing. I get what they do. It is really sick. Sick and twisted. Ed Buck. Anyway, it says, if, okay, here we go. This is from Adam Schiff. This is one of his tweets. If Barr and Rosenstein redact Mueller's report for Congress, it will be by choice, not legal compulsion. Rosenstein chose to give a GOP House nearly 1 million pages of discovery in Clinton and Russia probe. Then he's got some sort of thing there where he's signed. Oh, it's a letter from Congress of the United States, the Honorable William P. Barr. What does P stand for with William P. Barr? Anyway, he goes on to say, we have received your recent letters regarding the special counsel's report. We have also reviewed your testimony before the House and Senate Appropriations Committee on April 9th and 10th. We write to you now, in advance of your expected release of a redacted version of the special counsel, Robert Mueller's report, to restate two important points. There you go. First, as a matter of law, Congress is entitled to the full report without redactions. Let's see that. Apparently, the Attorney General, who's probably a little smarter than these guys, doesn't believe so. Second, the Department of Justice has an obligation to work with the relevant committees of the House and Senate to reach an accommodation on the full report. Okay? Apparently, he doesn't think so. And it goes on to kind of threaten him. And it's signed by Nancy Pelosi, Chuck E. Schumer, Jared Nadler, Dianne Feinstein, Adam Schiff, and Mark Warner. There you go. There you have it. There's that blue ink pen business going on. The blue ink pen business going on. So this is what Kimberly Strassel says. Actually, they chose not to give that GOP House a lot of what the GOP investigators wanted, easily more than 400 pages. It's almost as if Adam Schiff wasn't paying attention the past few years. You see, there were a lot of things that were held back and not given to the House and to the Senate that should have been given, and they've held on to those things. I think everybody's going to start to get them. They have been getting them by leaks and so on, to talk about these reports. But the bottom line to all this stuff is Trump is still your president, and he's getting in stride. We should be checking out, and I'm going to do that right now. We have time in this segment, kind of cramming it in here. But I am going to look at the Rasmussen report. The Rasmussen Daily Tracking Poll. Here we go. We'll see if we pull this up on the computer. Because it's after 9:30 Eastern time, so we should get this report. We should check it. We should cheek it out, right? We need to be cheeking this bad boy out and see what we have. All right, here we go. The Rasmussen official site. Here we go. It's clicking. It's coming. And let's get this number in here real quick. See where he's at. Daily tracking poll. Read more. All right. This is what we have. 50% of more shows that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump. 49% disapprove. It's shocking. And what are the numbers? It says the daily tracking poll shows about a negative 4%. That's where we're at. That's today's report. I wonder what's going to happen in the near future. Still by far much superior than where Obama was at this point. Oh, it shows on the... 53%. I'm a little confused. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. Jerome Corsi will be joining us at the top of the hour. Silent No More, the name of his new book.
Gee, I wonder what that's about.
Mueller, Mueller, Mueller. We're going to get into some of the details. And, of course, yeah, we'll talk about the old days with Donald Trump, you know, the birth certificate business. Remember we did that last week, and we were stunned. I was absolutely stunned. We were interviewing Jerome Corsi. I'll probably mention this. He was actually with Zulo, Detective Zulo, from, yeah, the Sheriff's Department. It's just amazing. It was 2011. We did the interview. I was stunned. Sheriff Joe Pio is. I'm sorry. I was thinking about this. There's some flashing things going on in front of me. Anyway, I was. But Sheriff Joe Pio's Detective Zulo was accompanying him in Honolulu, Hawaii, in the Social Security Department. That's where we had an interview. But Jerome used to appear on the show all the time, so we're going to have to make this a regular thing now, I think. Once or twice a month, maybe, have him come on. I'm sure he'd appreciate that. We would, because he has such rich content. Great researcher. Fabulous researcher. So he's going to bring a lot to the table. Okay, so here we go. So as Waiting for Jerome. Okay, we're waiting for Jerome. If Jerome's listening, I think he might be listening to the show. Okay, we look at the daily presidential tracking poll for Donald J. Trump, and it turns out 50%. This is as of today, this morning, so I don't know what's going on. Spring fever, everyone. I think it's the Tiger Woods effect. That's what I think. I'm blaming it on Tiger Woods. Might as well, right? Come on. I mean, he, you know, geez, look at the distraction Tiger Woods brought. Took it all that distraction away from Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi. Boy, are they have got themselves in, their panties are really in a bunch. Chuck Schumer, Eric Swalwell, Adam Schiff, the Buckaroos, right? Kamala Harris. I know. I think they're getting a little irritable, or disconnected, disjointed, whatever. At least that's what I'm starting to feel. I feel for you, brother. I'm feeling those effects, right? So this whole plan about Donald Trump basically going after the sanctuary state. But, you know, I just think they're helping people out, right? I just think they're helping people out by moving people into sanctuary states and so on. And I don't have any problem with are we going to get more Americans out of this? Probably, yeah. Well, I mean, I know. Don't think I'm being soft on the border business. I'm not. I just think this is a quick way to... listen, the president has got to do what he's got to do to defend you and me and everybody else and it from incursions, invasion. That's one of his jobs, is to do that. Now, it says here, Indiana Mayor Pete announces 2020 run. Raucous crowd ignores rain and cold. Storytelling first, policy details later. Promises debt-free college. Bets on bringing Midwest back to Dems. Secret tapes linger over meteoric... Oh, really? Oh, here we go. Bernie accuses liberal think tank of smearing progressive candidates. Now, why would those liberals do such things, right? Why would they do such things? Accuses liberal think tank of smearing progressive candidates. Uh-huh. Okay, so we want to bite on Pete? We don't want to do that. Yeah, he's a communist, of course. You know that. He's way left of even Bernie, and he's a young one. So we got these young communists coming up. That's basically what we have from the Democratic Party. And, of course, the ones that are in Congress, you know, we already know about them. And they're probably going crazy. Millions didn't get refund. Oh, tax day trauma, paying for massive national debt. Well, here we go. Cher, here we go. Cher. I saw Sonny and Cher at the Golden Bear in Huntington Beach, California in the 1960s. That's an admission. I thought, who are these two? He's much shorter than her. I mean, because, you know, you're a teenager running around. Surfer thing, right? You go in the Golden Bear and you're barefoot and got sand in your toes and everything, and you're just hanging out with everybody else. No drinking, because, you know, no drinking. But, you know, there was Cher. She's dressed in this leather kind of outfit, kind of like, you know, every time I think of a leather outfit and people dressed in a leather outfit, I get a visual of Cher dressed in a leather outfit. Because back in the 60s, to be dressed in, like, biker leathers, it was kind of like, wow, that's pretty odd. But, you know, she was revealing a lot, and it was kind of like, she's just a kid. Well, she was in her 20s, I think, early 20s. Her and Sonny out there belting it out, and I thought, boy, they're really off key. I didn't, it was, you know, it was okay. It then, you know, you realize they get to be famous later. I mean, here you watch a bad performance, and they get to be famous later. What's up with that? I had one experience at the Orange, what was it, the Orange something Fairgrounds, or Fairgrounds, whatever, the Orange Fair something. It's in San Bernardino. Back in the days. And I went to see Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. Shocking. In the 60s. Anyway, there was a warm-up band called the Spiders. The Spiders were the warm-up band. And they were really good. I thought they were really, 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 really good. So much so, I actually bought an album. And you know what happened? The next week, they come out as Alice Cooper. They changed their name, rebranded themselves. Go figure, a little bit of rebranding going on. That's when I learned about rebranding. I thought, wow, how can they do that? One day they're the Scorpion, then it's Alice Cooper. Look it up. That's how they started. So a pop icon share said Sunday that Los Angeles, California can't take care of its own residents, much less newly arrived illegal and legal immigrants. Now, this is the story of the day. Girlfriend, Cher, and Sonny, of course, they divorced, and Sonny was killed in, not Squaw Valley, but Heavenly, skiing. You know, he ran into a tree. I thought he was actually a pretty squared away guy. He was a congressman at the time out of Palm Springs. And then his wife at the time, I think she became the congressman. She stepped in, right? Anyway, says, it's kind of interesting. Cher said she failed to understand how the city of Los Angeles, in the sanctuary state of California, could afford to admit and take care of any more immigrants when the city officials have failed to care for homeless veterans and poverty-stricken Americans. Wow. Is she swinging towards the Donald side here? Shocking. Shocking. It's so shocking, we're going to come out past the break here and read more of this story. Maybe we can find some comments or something. Shocking. I understand helping struggling immigrants, but my city, Los Angeles, isn't taking care of its own. What about the 50,000 citizens who live on the streets? Well, Cher, girlfriend, as I drove through the Olympic area of Los Angeles about a month ago and I saw all those homeless people living under cars and tents and no toilet paper and feces in the streets, I thought the same thing. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, big stories, big stories. Cher. Cher's on it. She's on top of it. Yeah, she's on it. You know, it's kind of interesting to listen to those people like Libby Schaff. We get Breitbart. Breitbart. I'm getting an article from Breitbart. It's Breitbart time. That's right. Okay, so we get the Breitbart business, and we get the Libby Schaff business, right? Because Libby has to, you know. Well, you know, it's just one of those kind of things. Libby Schaff, remember how wonderful she is. Anyway, so we have Libby Schaff, and we've got Cher now. They're whining, but you know, it's kind of interesting. With somebody like Cher, she's kind of coming out awkwardly, almost like a Republican in a Democratic stronghold. Do you know what I mean? She's coming out badly in this whole deal, and that's unfortunate for her, don't you think? I mean, you know, if a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do and come out like a Republican, shocking, and you're in Los Angeles, which is extremely liberal. And, of course, she's in a very, very liberal business, to say the least, huh? She's absolutely in a very, very liberal business. Then you got trouble. She's got trouble. I mean, she's really risking a lot. She's risking her entire career. Because you know what happens when you come out as somewhat conservative? You never come back to Hollywood. Of course, I don't know. That might be a pretty good idea if she never comes back to Hollywood. Hollywood might be saying, "Push her over the cliff, get her out of here. More room for me." That's more room for you. That's kind of the way it would work, right? So we got this problem now, and we're going to read about it. It says Cher has failed. Says she failed to understand how the city of Los Angeles, in the sanctuary state of California, could afford to admit and take care of any more immigrants when the city officials have failed to care for the homeless, veterans, and poverty-stricken Americans. I understand helping struggling immigrants, but my city, Los Angeles, isn't taking care of its own. What about the 50,000? See, she agrees with me. It's actually 58 to 60,000, but, you know, she's got that number close to it. Citizens who live on the streets, people who live below the poverty line and hungry. If my state can't take care of its own, how many are vets? Or many are vets. How can it take care of more? See, the thing about she's squeezing the vet thing in there, right? She's pinching it off there at the vets. So that, you know, I'm saying this is a sign in her advanced age of conservatism of some sort. Now, I'm not trying to hassle her. I'm just trying to tell you that's just what it's a sign of. It says the post came, this Twitter thing came, after President Donald J. Trump threatened to bus border crossers and the illegal aliens into sanctuary cities and states like California. If the country's asylum laws were not changed, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders confirmed that the White House is considering the plan. In response, Democratic mayors across the country, like New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff, have welcomed bringing in illegal aliens and border crossers to their cities. I don't know if that's a correct statement here by the author of this article. I don't recall that Libby Schaff is saying that. It says, while left-wing mayors say they will continue to admit any and all illegal immigrants, Los Angeles is home to the second largest homeless population in the country, second to only New York City. About 50,000 residents of Los Angeles are homeless in about 7.5% of California's American veteran population is homeless. That's disgusting, isn't it? Says, as the city remains crippled, the homelessness and skyrocketing housing cost, Los Angeles metro area is also home to the second largest illegal alien population, with nearly a million illegal aliens living in the region, according to the Pew Research Center. I believe that number is much greater than that. That's what I believe. I think the Pew Research is way off on their numbers. Because people hide from the researchers. They don't want people to know all this stuff going on. That's a fact. I mean, I've worked with enough illegal immigrants and stuff like that over the years and get it, you know, in the education business. They hide. And so I'm easily doubling that number, perhaps even tripling that number that they have at the Pew Research Center, especially in Southern California. Last year, economists at Deakin University found that immigration, both legal and illegal, drives up housing prices on average. With the researchers writing, we find no evidence that house prices sink as a result of immigration. Shocking. And they make that claim. Oh, they're going to depress the housing market. Right? So Cher's putting it out there. You go, girlfriend. That's all I got to say. You go, girl. You go. It's interesting. Second largest homeless population in the country, second only to New York City. And guess what? I suspect that you're probably going to see another 100,000 to 150,000 come to Los Angeles. And maybe that many come to New York. So Bill de Blasio, well, just jump right out there, right? Jump right out there. This is a, the 50,000 business, this was a reference to a 2018 article from ABC News in Los Angeles, and I believe the article is in air now. I believe that number is more like 60, 58 to 60. Those are the numbers I heard in February, so that's just me. No complaint about the numbers, you just know it's a large number of people. It's about to double or triple in size. I hate it when this happens, right, Libby? Right, Toots? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-800-9222. 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A21R.com is the email address, and we're up and running, not to be hacked again. That's a fact, Jack. Anyway, so we've got all kinds of interesting things happening here. Dr. Jerome Corsi will be our guest in at the top of the hour, next hour. Silent No More is his new book. Gee, I wonder what that's about. Could it be about Mueller and the whole thing that happens with Donald Trump? Silent No More, the book by Jerome Corsi, and he's going to be our guest here on Agenda 21 Radio just at the top of the hour. Now, remember, Jerome was a longtime special guest all the time on Agenda 21 Radio back in the day, and we just kind of, you know, went our separate ways. Oh, Journey, separate ways. Anyway, that guy, the new singer for Journey, is awesome. He is absolutely awesome. They got him in some sort of contest. Yeah, That's another story, I guess. Anyway, so he's going to be with us to talk about his book, Silent No More. He's, of course, appeared on Tucker Carlson, Agenda 21 Radio, Hannity, CNN, Fox and Friends, and Agenda 21 Radio, and Fox and Friends. Get it? Anyway, so he's going to be with us, and he's going to be talking about his new book and about his experience with Robert Mueller. Oh, the Mueller investigation. This ought to get to be very, very interesting because he knows stuff that I know, and we've known this stuff together over the years. So we're gonna compare some notes. It's gonna be live, large, and in charge. Probably many times commercial free. We went with Scott Bennett last week, you remember? And boy, what a brouhaha that is! Talk about a sizzling time bomb, man. Scott Bennett in his book Shell Game, which talks about much of what we're going to talk about here with Jerome Corsi. It's all together, guys. It's all related. So we're going to be very happy to have Dr. Jerome Corsi talking about his new book, Silent No More. We'll get into the Mueller thing. We'll make sure that Mueller is put in his place, historically speaking, because it's going to happen. And we'll talk about the long-time relationship that Mueller has with Barr. Wow. William P. Barr. What does the P stand for in Barr? William Barr. Is it Paul or Peter? What? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. We've got the convention coming up. We want you all there, so go check out the prices and so on. Get your tickets for Fresno, California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.